Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
After the half hour, we'll be taking calls. Pay attention. The number has changed. 657-383-1612. And I'm very pleased to have Gail Minshew, PhD, with me tonight. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Star. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Gail, can you tell us about how you got started on your spiritual path?
Oh, my goodness. I would say I started back when I was a teenager. I became very interested in metaphysical concepts. Prior to that, I had had some recurring dreams over the years when I was a younger child. Eventually, I began to forget about those. And then as I became a teenager, I guess I had another renewed interest and really looked into a lot of metaphysical concepts, became interested in tarot, and maybe a little bit into the possibility of past lives. It wasn't a real strong interest, and it kind of waned. I went to college and studied psychology, and that took me on a different track. Don't think I really had a lot of interest until, say, maybe 6 years ago, and then it was renewed again. I had this thought, I need to write a story. I've got this story going through my mind over and over. I need to just get it down on paper so I can be done with it. You know, 'cause when it keeps going through your mind, you keep dwelling on it. So if I can just get it on paper, I'll be done with it. So we were on vacation, and I had a brand new BlackBerry at the time. So with my two thumbs, I'm writing out this story that kept going through my mind. Probably about 10,000 words later, I realized that it was a book, and I emailed it to myself and continued the project on my computer. So it developed into a series about a young lady who was a senior in high school. She had been abandoned as a baby, and she had always had spiritual gifts. Never really understood them, didn't know what to do about them until she was adopted by someone who had them as well. So the story just kind of goes through her experiences in her senior year and how she deals with having her gifts and what she does when negative energy begins to surround her and what she needs to do to resolve that and protect herself and allow her life to go forward. So that developed into a series of four books. During that time, I was just reading everything I possibly could about metaphysics, paranormal, and a little bit later, more about spiritual topics. And that, I guess that's really where the impetus was, is that experience 6 years ago with that recurring message that I need to write this story, I need to write this story. And it was really designed to help teenagers, young adults, even adults who have spiritual gifts and feel like they're weird, they're strange, they're outcast, no one understands them, to help them understand that there are so many people that have very similar experiences to them. They are not strange, they are not weird, this is perfectly normal. So that's really, I guess, where it all began for me, and I've just been learning.
And what is the name of the series of books?
It's called the Shadows of Destiny series. The first book is Shadows of Destiny. Then there is a small mini book called Shadows of the Past, which really gives you a good background of the main character's history. And it goes on into Shadows of Truth, and then Shadows of Deception. I had intended there to be a fifth book, and I have not written that yet, much to my daughter's chagrin. She is still patiently waiting.
Like Out of the Shadows. And where can you purchase this book?
If you prefer online reading, a lot of people enjoy using their Nooks or their Kindles. You can go through Amazon. If you would like to purchase the book in a live, in-your-hand format, you know, the traditional way, you can either go to my website at gailminshew.com/books, and there will be a link to it on there, or you can go to lulu.com and just put in my name, and it should pop up.
Gail, could you spell your name for us, please?
Sure. It's G-A-L-E, last name M-I-N-C-H-E-W.
And four books about finding our powers and feeling comfortable with our powers and the challenges of our powers.
Correct. And that's a fiction series, and it was designed, from what I understand, when I believe the angels gave me this story for a purpose, and what I understand from that is that they wanted it to be presented in a non-threatening manner for younger people, for teenagers and young adults who are struggling with this. The book is classified as young adult because it's clean. It doesn't have, you know, nudity, sex, drugs, you know, all kind of vices in there that people might struggle with their younger teenagers or preteens. So it's perfectly acceptable for that age group. But I've heard from so many adults who enjoyed it as well. They felt that they could identify with her because they had similar experiences when they were that age. So this is completely a fiction setting, whereas my newest book is nonfiction. It's intended to be more of a manual to help you, in a sense. It's about life purpose and rediscovering your purpose in life. Some of us, we don't ever know. Others think we know, but then it changes along the way, so we're a little confused. And then some people just love, like me, just love to learn. So anything
and the name of that book is?
That is called Live, Learn, Love, Rediscover Your Life Purpose in 10 Days. And it's a brand new release.
10 days.
Well, that just puts you on the path. It may take some a little longer.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful. The first series of books I like to call faction, because it's not quite fiction. It's about your spiritual life, my spiritual life, but we can't put it down a fact because most people wouldn't even bother to read it. So we take fact and make it into something that appears to be fiction. So it becomes faction, and then people can relate to it from their own life. So I understand you are a psychologist. Tell me, how does that work?
That is an interesting concept. I started out in psychology, and somewhere along the way I got a little sideways with it and went a different direction, and then eventually I was brought back to that path. And going forward, in hindsight, I can see exactly what the angels were doing. I can see what their purpose was in having me take that track. They wanted me to have a sense of credibility that, you know, people who talk about this kind of stuff, we're not crazy. It has nothing to do with psychosis or mental disease, mental disorder. It's that we have a heightened awareness. We have greater sensitivity. We have a stronger awareness of our lives and everything around us. It is not in any sense mental illness. So I believe they sent me on that path to have a greater sense of understanding of the mind, a greater sense of awareness of myself in general, and I guess leaning towards a sense of credibility so that I could be accepted by people who generally refute the parapsychology, the paranormal, the metaphysical as just being fluff or fantasy. So, hence, here I am as a licensed psychologist with a belief in spirituality and metaphysics.
Well, I think, you know, I've spoken at many an energy psychology conference, and I like the combination of the psychology and personal energies. So do you take this out and teach workshops or classes with it, or do you use it more in personal sessions?
No, I use a lot of my spiritual development in my personal sessions with clients. I have to be careful, though, because I walk a fine line. I cannot assert my beliefs on another person. So it is only if they come to me with their own spiritual beliefs that we can discuss that in session. But on topics such as, you know, positivity and getting the negative out of your life and removing everything that you don't need, that doesn't serve a purpose for you, I can easily bring those concepts in. Issues regarding the angels and how they help, I have to be cautious because not everyone is open to that. So I do try to determine, you know, as I go through a session with a client, where do they stand on this subject? What topics regarding spirituality and metaphysics can come into sessions and what needs to be left out? So some of my sessions, in fairness, are strictly psychology-based. Others are a combination of psychology and spiritual work. But as far as workshops, I've just started sharing what I've learned in workshops. I don't consider myself an expert on anything. I feel like we're all learning. Some people may know a little bit more, but I don't know that I would ever consider myself an expert on any one topic because there is so much to learn. But I do enjoy sharing what I've learned with others. So that is something I've just started doing. Matter of fact, I have a workshop here and locally tomorrow night. We're going to be covering past life regression. And so,
oh, I love past life regression. And how have you played with that?
Oh, I love past life regression. My first experience happened at a conference that I went to, Through the Veil. It was several years ago, maybe five. I went there to display my books, the first series, the Shadows of Destiny series. I went there to display my books, and during one of the engagements, there was a speaker who was doing a group past life regression, and I didn't really know a lot about it at the time, but the topic interested me because of what I mentioned earlier about my teenage years. I had a fleeting interest, so I decided to go to the group past life regression workshop that weekend, and I came out of that with just blown away. I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, I have made all this up. This is crazy. I am out of my mind. Where did this come from? And it really took some strong evaluation on my own part to decide, look, I could not have come up with all these details on my own. There was so much that regression showed me. So I really started reading more about it and learning as much as I could and practicing with additional regressions to the point that I now can do regressions for others. And it is one of the most enjoyable experiences. I just love past life regression.
Well, it's always amazing to me. People come to me and say I was Joan of Arc or John the Baptist or something. And when I look at their past life, most 99.9% people were never anybody famous, even though
exactly.
They think they were. You know,
I never was.
I never was either. But I've seen so many people that were around Jesus or Joan of Arc, and what happens is when they were around in that lifetime, they so were impressed by the grid or the energy of that person that they laid that energy on their soul saying, I want to be just like this. I want to grow. So, you know, 17, 18 lives later, all of a sudden they're looking at their blueprint and going, wow, this is the blueprint of John of John the Baptist. Wow, this is the blueprint of Jesus or Joan of Arc or Mary Magdalene. And it may be, but it doesn't mean it was them.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And it's a very fine line to recognize when you're working with people's past lives.
I read that somewhere. You know, be careful about that.
Yeah, and people turn up, you know, doing the strangest things, you know, in their past lives. And something, I feel that some people do something so much in their past lives, like, let's say cooking. Oh, they were chef, and they were a cook, and they were in a palace, and they were the cook for the caravan that went across the Far East. But this lifetime, I go, wow, you cooked a lot. You had 27 lifetimes where you were a cook or the chef. They go, I never cook. I would never want to cook again. And I'm like, yeah, they're done with it, you know?
Oh, I love that.
And sometimes people are in this life, are curious and open to things that they've never done, and they go and do these things, and they're moderate. They're not very good at them because they haven't gotten the, you know, we talk about muscle memory. I talk about soul memory, you know?
I love that.
They don't have the soul memory for being like a jeweler or, you know, some of the finer crafts. So when I come up with somebody and say, oh, you were a cook so many times, they go, I have not cooked. I refuse to cook this lifetime. I know that I'm correct because, you know, 30 lifetimes of being a cook, you
right.
don't ever want to do it again or a chef.
Right. So that might be my problem.
I am kind of hinting around that. You know, you probably consider food a fuel versus being a foodie who wants to taste the same salad with 700 different spices. You know what I mean?
Correct. Correct.
And,
you only need food to operate.
Right. And one of the reasons I was talking about this is I was kind of picking up that you've already done all your cooking. Now, what you haven't done is sales. And this is what you're starting into. You're starting in business. Doing sales and enrolling people. And this is maybe your second or third lifetime doing this. So you keep
finding this
difficult for
right.
you.
I'm not good at selling myself.
You know, most of us aren't. And it's most of us find somebody who loves us and loves their stuff and they talk about us and one day one of my secretaries was talking about somebody, and I go, gee, I want to meet that person. And after about 2 minutes, I realized that person was me. But I just didn't see myself that way or feel that way.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
So, you know, for you, your past lives indicate what your future lives are going to be about. Because
or which areas you will move away from and move in which other areas you need to move towards because you haven't experienced those areas enough yet and you have learning to do.
And some people think that past lives are like old shoes. You put them in the closet and you never look at them, but you look at them, feel them to decide what fashions, what flavors you've gone through, and you can eliminate those from things that you're going to go through and now in the future.
Right.
So past lives is amazing. And people, there's something about talking to people with their past lives that it completes some type of circuit in them. It, they get a little teeny aha, and it completes something, and they begin to move forward on other things. It's not like telling somebody's past life is a bolt of lightning that comes out of the God sphere, hits them, and they choose their path and become successful 2 days later. It's a completion, and it moves them towards whatever else there is. It's kind of
I would
soft,
agree with that. It's more of a subtle aha moment.
Yes, soft and important moments.
Right.
So
right.
I've had fun with past lives, you know, reading them for others and my own, which, you know, come up. And I've discovered, you know, when in 1960 or something like that, first time I did past lives, you know, people were saying, you had six, you had seven past lives. And they were telling that because that's that was
they have
the
no idea.
They could see. And I noticed that most people, somewhere around 1971, I noticed most people have over 800 past lives.
Oh, wow.
Well, you have a lot of we have a lot of lives where we came in and died. Now,
right.
the baby deaths were like half, you know, in the 1100s. Half the babies.
And in your work,
did
you find that in your research and your work that a lot of those baby deaths were due to completing a cycle, a circuit, a karma, a debt, some purpose for another soul, perhaps?
For us and another soul. So, you know, we would be up in the guff in the bardo, and you'd say to me, look, Star, I want to learn to be responsible for my reality. So I am going to get pregnant, and I'm not going to be wed. And will you come in, and will you be that soul, and will you pass? You know, they didn't know there was sudden crib syndrome, and that's really because soul can leave the body up until willingly up until the top of the head is sealed. And I go, I can come down and do that lesson with you.
Right.
You know? And so, yes, many, many, many. And then it was for also being able to choose a life, you see where your parents are going, and get real close to that life and decide, no, this isn't enough of a lesson for me. No, yes, this mm-hmm. is too much of a lesson for me.
Right, got it.
I think through the last 100 or so years, the amount of babies that do live after birth is incredible compared to whatever's been on planet Earth before.
Right. Very true, very true. Well, I just, you know, I've picked up this topic before, and then I've put it down and picked it up and put it down. And I ordered the book Many Lives, Many Masters by Dr. Brian Weiss, and I've had it since last year, but I've never picked it up. So the other day I picked it up, and I couldn't put it down. I thoroughly enjoyed that book. It was a very easy read, very quick read, and I really found a lot of insight in there that will help me with other people, but also with my own past lives. So it was extremely interesting information. I recommend to anyone who's interested in past lives, go read it. It'll give you a really good first step into this area, into this topic.
And when we want to look at second and third steps, look about, study about what soul contracts are about.
Yes.
What you get to choose, what mm-hmm. you don't get to choose. Your lesson will choose maybe your physical mother and father, but you might get to choose, looking at their lives, you might get to choose whether you're going to have a family father or a family mother. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Where the father
right.
and mother separate. And studying soul contracts has been very interesting to me because we're born with all this information about all the possibilities this lifetime, and then all of a sudden, we forget everything when we go through the veil, and we're going, why me? And we were the ones standing on the edge going, bring it on, baby. This lifetime I want to clear all the karma I can. Bring me those 30 dead relationships, and I'll go through those 1, 2, 3, 4. And then
right.
we're born, and we're going, why me?
What did I do to deserve this? When
right.
in reality, we
and the soul
it.
Contract, and
right.
the soul contract you signed on for was, yeah, due to participate in clearing or not clearing all this stuff this lifetime.
Right.
And so soul contracts are very, very interesting to me. And what we choose to do, what we don't choose to do. And let's say I'm supposed to clear up my karma with you this lifetime. And I just don't do it. So next lifetime I come in, I have less tools, maybe less of an IQ. Maybe I'm living in Africa where it's hard to get food or water. I got less tools, and I'm still responsible for clearing up my relationship with you. So every lifetime we choose not to do something in our soul contract, we get less and less to do it with. And I would caution all people who use this particular saying, I didn't choose to be born.
Right.
Yes, people, you did choose to be born, and that's you just saying, I don't want to do the work.
Right.
And for me, motivating people to do their work is a very exciting experience.
That sounds like a great experience. And do you know, really, I knew very little about this soul contract issue until about a year ago when I met my co-author, Karen Levero. I hadn't really given it a lot of thought. I hadn't read a lot about it. And she knew that this was supposed to be one of the topics in our book. And so she did a lot of channeling on the topic of soul contracts. And as I'm reading this material, I'm like, wow, I had no idea. There is so much to this. It is so involved. And yet we just take for granted that we're born, we live, and we die. And that's really not, or if we even live, some people just exist. And there's so much involved because of these contracts, because of what we were intended to learn as we came into this lifetime, as we agreed to be a child of this parent or that parent, or have another connection with someone in our soul family, etc. There is so much involved, and it's really a very new topic for me. Like I said, maybe within the last year that I've really learned more about it and studied on it. So I'm fascinated with what you've uncovered so far. That's fantastic.
I can't remember whether I have an online videotaped soul contract class or not, but I definitely do have that. Now, I want to just boggle your brain for a minute.
Okay.
We'll move forward a little bit. 50% of your experiences, you did not have a body. 50% of the time, you were born as a you were not born, and you were spirit guide. So let's say I wanted to be, let's get back to that topic again of being a cook. I wanted to be a cook, so then I spirit guided somebody who wanted to be a cook. Then I was born and I was a cook. And then I spirit guided somebody who was a sous chef. And then I was born and I was a sous chef. And then I spirit guided somebody who was a chef. And then I was a chef. And then I spirit guided somebody who wanted to be a chef or a cook. 50% of your experience is when you don't have a body. And all that also has soul contracts. Where do the spirit guides come from? They're beings who have not incarnated. So most people here on Earth, 50% of your experience as a soul has been spent spirit guiding. And don't ask me to tell you about your past life. Let me tell you about the last time you spirit guided, because that is something you're going to be wanting to do this lifetime, whether you do it at 40, 50, 60, or 16.
Right.
And
wow.
This, when I got this, and I must have been 46, 47 years old when I got this, I was just blown out of the water. I was like,
wow.
Everybody wants to know about past lives. And now I want to know what you spirit guided last, because that is something you're manifesting this lifetime. And
right.
I'm definitely going to do a book on that. I definitely have an outline for that. 50%,
that sounds fantastic.
50% of your experience has been as a spirit guide. So,
and as that experience of a spirit guide evolves over the in-between lifetimes, then you're learning more and gaining more. But then what you're learning and what you're helping someone else learn in their physical body, you go on to do yourself.
But yeah, you know, you learn how
you
people
become,
don't listen. You learn how people don't listen. You learn about people watching other people make the same mistakes, and they go make the same mistake. You learn about people who do listen, who learn by other people's mistakes. And you learn to guide. You learn to do discernment without a bunch of emotions. I screwed up. Well, I want to cry. I feel bad. I feel shame. When you're a spirit guide, you watch somebody go through those emotions, feel somebody go through those emotions, but they're not going to be a priority to you. The learning, the moving on of your soul is going to be. So that blew me out of the water in the 40s.
Wow.
I was in my 40s. Now being in my mid-70s, I have other different things blowing me out of the water.
Of course. Always something, right?
You know, I thought I was really cool, like in my 30s, and I thought I was really cool. As soon as I figured out I knew it all, there was more to learn, you know? And
right.
When I figured out there was more to learn all the time, I started becoming more and more masterful at certain things. When I, you know, I believe you should study. I get a couple certifications a year. I read 5 books a week. You know, you die when you stop having experiences. You get old.
Right. No, I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
And people just don't get it. Now, I get tired and I get crabby, and as spiritual as I am, I get bitchy. But let me get crabby enough to pause for our commercial break right now.
Okay.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
I'm with Gail Minchu. That's GALEMINCHEW. And you can find her at GailMinchu.com. She has a wonderful series of faction books, how people work, teenagers work through their spiritual energy. And her new book is Live, Learn, Love, and Rediscover Your Life Purpose in 10 Days. Now we're back to you, Gail. What do you have to tell our spiritual audience here that they need to hear right now in their life?
Oh, my gosh. There could be so many things, but I think the thing that stands out to me most is be you. Be yourself. Be who you are. Don't try to fit into somebody else's mold of who you ought to be, who you should be. Be yourself. Be authentic. Because really, we have plenty of fake experiences running around us at any point in time, plenty of facades, of fantasies. We need to be genuine. We need to be able to be who we are, that we can relate with others on that same plane, if you will, that same level of communication, understanding. I think that genuineness that we give to others, that we share of ourselves with others, is really what enhances our connections with people.
I agree, you know, and some things, because there's so many reality shows and so much shit on TV, you know.
Drama.
It is, when they cry, they don't really totally feel it. Or when they're feeling, it's like, that's no big deal. Look at what happened in Blank Show, The Bachelor, you know. So remember, your unique experience is yours. Feel it, be conscious of it, and revel in it, whether it's appropriate, inappropriate, positive or negative. Feel your experiences.
Right.
So I would like to ask you about meditation. You seem to have several on your website. And talk to me about people and meditation and you teaching meditation and how that works.
Well, I have come to really enjoy meditation. It took so many years for me to be able to quiet my mind, to learn. I tried back when I was a teenager. I bought myself a little cassette tape and played it repeatedly. It was on astral projection, but I was like, this will be so cool. This will be great. And over and over and over, nothing, nothing, nothing. And the whole time the tape's going, my mind is going a million directions and thinking of something so far off topic that I don't even know what the purpose of it was. And finally I gave up. I just said, look, I can't quiet my mind long enough to learn this, so forget it. So I kind of put that aside, and it wasn't until, like I said, 5 or 6 years ago, I really got back into the metaphysical world. And when I started this process, I did start it with meditations. I wanted to learn to quiet my mind. I have some perfectionistic tendencies, some OCD behavior. At times, my mind is constantly going. I don't leave my work at the office. If I have a case, I come home, I think about it. I try to figure out how I can help my client. What can I do to make things better? So my mind is always going. And it was, I guess, in a way, a means to prove to myself that I can quiet my mind. I can go within. I can find some peace and serenity so that I can listen to the guidance of my higher self, to my guides, to the angels. I can hear all this information. Everyone can, but I needed to prove it to myself, and so I was able to do that. Earlier this year, I decided, you know, I need to record some meditations and put them on YouTube. Now, I'm a little bit of a shy person at first, so this was a very daunting task, but I fully believe that this is the direction that I'm meant to be going, is coming up with these meditations and sharing them. And I believe that everyone can use meditation in their life. It doesn't matter which kind of meditation you decide on. You know, many of us do it during our daily lives. We're driving. We're in a trance state while we're driving. We don't even know how we got from our house to Walmart. So we just end up at Walmart. We park and go in and get everything and take for granted that we made it in one piece. So we're frequently in a trance state as it is in our daily life. So why not use that to our benefit? Why not purposefully put ourselves into a meditative state, a trance state, and go within? Seek our answers from within us rather than outside of us. Look for our happiness within, where it originates. We don't need to have our happiness associated with everything in the outside world. We need to find our own happiness, and then we could share that happiness with others if we choose. But we need to take that moment to pause, to go within, to calm ourselves, quiet ourselves, and really listen to the guidance that we have for ourselves, that the angels have for us. So, I guess that was really what these meditations on my website were meant to do. And then with the book, the Live, Learn, Love, Rediscover Your Life Purpose in 10 Days book, there are 8 meditations in there that I decided to record and put on YouTube as well, so that as people go through this book, as they work through this, I guess we'll call it a program, they won't have to read the meditation to themselves or have someone read it to them. It'll be out there and available. They can just go click on it and listen and receive the full experience without stressing over, well, am I going to be able to hear anything if I'm just reading this to myself? So I fully believe that everyone should work towards bringing some kind of meditation in their lives, whichever kind they choose, whether they want to do it through yoga or just breathing, breath work, whether they want to do the guided meditations like I have listed, whatever. It's important to bring that in so that you can go within and get some clarity and learn to listen to your higher guidance.
I think that's important. And you know, meditation is really important. Some people meditate when they walk. you know, some people meditate in different ways. So guided meditations are easy. Somebody else does the work for you.
Right.
So that's kind of a cool thing to have. And I'm going to, you know, get on there and listen to some of yours and see how that works for me.
Okay.
I've done so many.
What kind of meditation do you prefer?
I prefer the white screen meditation and see what comes up on my movie screen and keep things out of the movie screen. Like if there's ducks flying through there, just keep on moving the ducks and, you know, and see what's behind them. So
that's how my
good.
Process started 6 years ago with the blank movie screen. I tried to do it just with that, and it worked okay for me. I found that it was much, it moved along much quicker when I had the guided meditation facilitating it. And so in the interest of seeing improvement, seeing progress, I started doing more guided meditations. But the blank screen is how I started, and I think that was really important. To not have to have the diversion.
Hey, Sean, how we doing there? Do we have any callers tonight?
Sure. We have Matthew on the line now. Matthew, are you there? Hi, Matthew, are you with us? All right. Well, we have Stig on the line as well. Stig, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Stig, how are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm feeling good, even though not a lot's happening. One wonderful thing, my acting coach told me I was too good an actor not to have management, and he actually set me up with a meeting with the manager, and we just started working together.
Excellent. What's your question for Gail tonight, sweetie?
So I've worked with other managers that haven't really worked for me, and I would like this relationship to be solid, productive, and artistically and financially profitable for all of us. So any suggestions?
You know, it goes back to what Star asked me earlier. You need to be you. You need to be genuine. If you try to be a cookie cutter of someone else or be what you think this new manager wants of you, then I feel that it will inhibit your relationship, your ability to really develop a relationship. So be you, and if they accept you for who you are, then you will have a fantastic relationship. If they don't, then you weren't meant to be in that relationship at all. Because going forward, you're wanting, you're wanting lights and all the everything that will come with this career. So you need someone that's on board, can see your vision, can see you for who you are. If they can't see your vision, then they're not right for you. So you be yourself. Don't try to fit into some mold or cookie cutter of what you think they want or what someone else tells you you need to be. You just be you.
Right. I'm usually real good at that, actually. When we had our meeting, she said, I've never met anyone like you, and I don't know what type you fit in because I've never met anyone like you.
That's fantastic.
That's excellent, Stig. And remember, to stay positive. This is another step for you. This is another horizon for you. Stay positive. And I just got back home after being gone for a month, so we'll talk to you later this week. Okay, darling?
Hey, Matt is doing a big concert this week, so if you don't get to talk to him, send him energy. It's a big step.
I have time on Friday. Have him give me a call on Friday.
Okay, I love you.
I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Sean, is there anyone else?
Yes, we have Matthew available now. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Star.
Hi, Matthew. How can I be of service today?
Well, first of all, you can just be back home and knowing that you're back, which is already helpful. And as Steve mentioned, I have it's less that it's a concert as it's I will be featured as a performer in this, and I'm also going to be a co-host of the evening, which means I'll be there more as a personality than as a musician. So that's going to be very interesting because I do have a personality. I think my question is about health and just a scan. There's nothing particularly wrong, but I can imagine feeling better, and I wonder if you can see what's missing or stuck.
I am seeing that your immune system is not as vitalized as it needs to be, that you're draining slightly a bit more energy per day than you're gaining back. So watch your nutrition, make sure you walk, make sure you breathe the nicest air possible, drink the best water. No, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with you or worse with you, but prop up your immune system and your vitality, okay?
Okay. I'm getting the obvious that more sleep would help because I think that's the most been the...
That's been issues with you in the past, and you know that when you don't sleep, you start losing vitality. So
yeah.
Pay attention to that, and pay attention that you don't eat crap, okay?
Okay.
Some green stuff. Thank you. Thank you for being with us tonight.
My pleasure.
Yeah, Gail, I just came back from doing a month-long workshop, so a lot of my people have...
Oh, they miss you
sweet.
So much. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, sweet.
Anyone else there, Sean?
We've got a lot of listeners on the line, but that's it for questions at the moment.
All right. So I want to get back to you, Gail, and tell us what your website is.
It's www.gailminchu.com, and that's GAILEMINCHEW.
Okay, and what books can we get there?
Well, you could get the first series, which is what you call a factional series. I love that, by the way. It is the Shadows of Destiny series. It begins with Shadows of Destiny and moves on to Shadows of the Past, Shadows of Truth, and Shadows of Deception. It is about a young lady with spiritual abilities that is trying to navigate her senior year in high school. And she's trying to deal with her abilities in the context of the real world we live in that looks or frowns upon our spiritual abilities and gives her a hard time for that. And then the other book is my brand new release, Live, Learn, Love, Rediscover Your Life Purpose in 10 Days, that I co-wrote with Karen Levero. It is a plan or a roadmap, if you will, for rediscovering your life purpose. I don't know that we ever just need to discover it, because I think we've had information leading us to it all along. However, sometimes we need to rediscover it. We get off track. We get off on a different path, and we just want to know, okay, well, where is it I was supposed to be going? What did I need to be doing with my life? And so I think it's designed really as a roadmap to help you rediscover that path.
I think that's important. And you are a psychologist, and you do sessions for people. And how do I go about getting a session from a spiritual psychologist like you?
Well, there will be a link on my website as well. So if they will click on the tab that just, I believe it says psychological services, then there will be a place that they can enter information and I can get back with them. We can set up a session or maybe if they just want guidance on, you know, the direction they need to go. Should they get one of the biggest questions I'm asked is, well, should I go see a healer? Should I go see a psychic? Should I go have Reiki done? So it's a very interesting question because our mainstream society doesn't always accept these I'm going to use the term non-traditional approaches, even though they are founded more in the traditional than our modern medicine is. So I would be happy to encourage someone to, go for that intuitive session if you believe it will help you clarify information. Go for that Reiki healing if you have areas that you believe to be addressed through Reiki energy, and any other number of resources. So, as a matter of fact, that's a great idea, Star. I should put a category on my website for resources for that people
wonderful.
Can contact. Yes, that is a fan. Thank you. Thank you for that.
I think that's
we've got a. We've right. got Russell on the line for you.
All right.
Russell, are you there?
Hi, Star.
Hi, Russell. How are you, sweetie?
I'm just doing great. It's just wonderful to hear from you. And it was, there's Stig on the line. I was just amazed that, hey, Stig's there, you know?
Yeah, 20-some years and he's still there, huh?
He's chugging along. This is absolutely heartwarming. I'm just fantastic. I love that.
Russell, how can I be of service to you tonight?
Well, I think you and your guest are just perfect to ask this particular question, and I didn't know what it was going to be, and then all of a sudden, oh, now I know what it is. There's so much that's gone on this summer. It's been a really wonderful summer of people getting together with groups. You had your month long with the Virtues class. My friend Rob Gauthier had a great group in LA where he had eight channels, like, you know, really high quality. And there's been other things. John of God's been in New York and all of this kind of stuff. And I've been here in Iowa tuning in and all the meditations from this sort of thing. And they have so the guides have been coming in more and more and more and more quickly. And I'm just kind of, and they've been powerful for like a day or two, and then, whoop, gone. You know, they're gone. I can still ask for them, but then the next group comes in. And I'm just asking where you think that's going, because I'm getting this, like, kind of a steady procession of these unusually new guide, and then another couple of days, another set of guides, et cetera. And where am I in that development, et cetera?
I believe, Russell, right now you're in a sorting process. The new guides come in, feel, hear, sense if they're appropriate for whatever your next big path is. And when they and you decide on a subconscious level that it's not the appropriate path, new ones come in that could guide you. And I do believe you're coming close to your life's calling, although you and I may both know it's a healer. We do not know exactly how, what, when, why that healing is going to manifest itself because you're so talented. So my opinion is that you're sorting. You're sorting for what you're going to do and be for the next decades of your life. Gail, what do you think about that?
You know, Russell's question is really fantastic, and it speaks to one of the questions that came up when we were writing our book. Some people have contracts, soul contracts, for specific purposes in their life. For example, you may be meant to have certain children. You may be meant to marry a certain person. One of your contracts may be to perform certain duties in life, whether it be as a chef or as a pastor at a church, whatever those soul contracts are. There are still things, however, that are up in the air for us. It is our decision. We can choose. It's open. It's wide open for us. We may not be intended to marry a certain person that instead we are meant to marry. It just may not be predestined as to which person. We may not have a soul contract for a specific soul. And likewise, I think with your career, your interest going forward, there's so many things that you're capable of doing, able to do, that perhaps these different spirit guides are coming in to work with you. And as you, like Star said, as you kind of weed them out, which interests you have and which you don't, that's how you're going to get to the meat of what am I really meant to do? What is really my purpose? If you're meant to be a healer, like Star suggested, then, and you already know this, then that's great. But you have the ability to choose in what way you want to heal. Do you want to heal through energy healing, through talk therapy? Do you want to heal through music? Do you want
he's going to heal through energy healing. There's no doubt about it. He's one of the most accomplished healers in the United States. It's
he gets to decide how to use that. He gets to decide how to use that.
Well, I can pick a guitar,
that.
Too, so.
Yeah, and it's that exact frequency, that exact path, Russell. When is your birthday, darling?
Coming up, November 6th.
Okay, I think that you will have made a choice, chosen a path by November 8th. So pay attention to when the guides stop coming, because these will be the ones that are going to lead you through to where you need to be.
Yeah, things are up in the air, and it's kind of like I totally get the general I want to say presence of what you're saying, is that yes, that there is a decision over to what to do over these next 10 years. Some things have been accomplished. Some things are like so fluid and dynamic that it's moving so quickly, it's hard to kind of say what it is. And I appreciate the you're more specific about it than I've been able to get. That's for sure. So,
I love you, Russell. I love you, Russell. And whatever you choose to do and be, I will continually support you. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right. We have been talking with Dr. Gail Minshew, and that's GALEMINCHEW. Find her web address at the same name, .com. Look at her books and see if it's appropriate for you to have an appointment with her. I'm still available for appointments starting Friday. Starting tomorrow, after getting back from teaching my month long, I have a webinar tomorrow for a few hours, and my new up-and-coming project is 7 Degrees of Healing. Looking forward to putting that out on Facebook and the websites for you to enjoy. Thank you, Gail. Is there anything you'd like to say to our listening audience before we part?
Thank you for being here. Thank you for having me. And I look forward to your new project, 7 Degrees of Healing. That sounds fantastic. So I am just honored to have been able to spend my evening with you and to hear your lovely guests. They are so adorable. I love the family-oriented feeling that you have here. That's fantastic.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Gail. And we'll be talking to you or referring someone to you soon. And good night, everyone.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.